With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. More accolades for a Walla Walla winemaker recognized this time by Wine Enthusiast magazine as one of the magazine's top 40 under 40 tastemakers for 2018. Brook and Bull Cellars owner and head winemaker Ashley Trout has been in the wine industry since she was 18 after finding herself in the Walla Walla Valley.
I looked for colleges that people had good things to say about in small towns and wound up at Whitman. And my motto while I was there was win in Rome, try everything, do it. And a week after I started college, I saw an opportunity to be the nighttime punchdown person at a winery, Reininger Winery, and that was 99.
Wine Enthusiast selected Trout and other winemakers, sommeliers, brewers, distillers, and educators on its list of professionals who've left a lasting influence on the world of food and drink.
The job very much fits my personality, and there's something about getting my hands dirty and creating something tactile, being physically exhausted, and having it be a process that you have to come back to over and over and over again to complete. There's something about that long-term artistic mulling over and getting dirty and physical that I just can't stay away from.
Trout spent 8 years at Reininger Winery before starting Flying Trout Wines in 2006. She sold Flying Trout in 2010 before launching Vital Wines and what's now Brook and Bull Cellars in 2016.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.